Scott Scuderi's producer extraordinaire, you and I on a video.
Yes.
Wills and Snyder Facebook.
You don't want to miss this one.
Well, maybe you do, well, but no, we shouldn't say that. Scooter's take on why the Browns did what they did, and Snyder tries to correct him. Terry Pluto was not worthy of the air, and I don't want to insult you by bringing it up when we're talking to you, because you are an award-winning columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, graduate Benedictine, eight-time sports writer of the year, Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
Okay, let me start this way. You have scribbled, Mayfield is a huge gamble, but you did like Ward at four.
Yes, there we go. We can start with something positive. I do like Denzel Ward at four.
All right.
And because, well, the easy thing to say, Bradley Chubb, you know, the pass rusher, if you could find a cornerback who could shut down the top receiver, that's just as important in my mind as getting to the opposing quarterback. And Ward, look, he's one of the fastest guys in the draft. Ohio State just turns out those good defensive backs. And, you know, when I thought about that one, I could see it right away. I had just a much tougher time getting around to Baker Mayfield.
Well, I'll tell you, Terry, when I was hearing the buzz yesterday, I really thought it was just kind of buzz. I listened to Dorsey and Hugh talk about it last night. What struck me was that they're really talking about – what I heard a lot was that they – I mean, he proved it on the field collegiately, but they love his intangibles. They really do.
Yes, I mean, they're counting on that. The other thing, though, Mike, is Dorsey at one point rattled off about six different stats that are right out of the analytics, the dreaded analytics that everybody hates, playbook, you know, how fast he gets rid of the ball and his accuracy and all these other things. Ball's not batted down at the line of scrimmage. And truthfully, if Sashi Brown had made this pick, if you think the reaction's been bad now, it would have been horrendous. Then, oh, it's just a bean counter, you know, stat pick. But he is the darling of the analytics crowd, is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the numbers are there. I know what you're talking about, his release. He didn't have balls batted down. In fact, fewer than any of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
How this is going to play out, it's going to be defining, I think, for Dorsey. I know, Terry, I felt, I think like you, that seeing Roethlisberger, Flacco, these big quarterbacks come in here in November, December. I wanted a guy like that, so Baker will try to overcome that, but it's rough in the NFL at that height. It is.
And just sort of the way he plays, too, rolling around and everything. I mean, this is not Johnny Manziel Jr. I don't think it's fair to go that way.
I agree.
It's really not, but he's just it's the hardest position to play in team sport, and you're taking a guy whose, you know, basic physical qualities, other than being a very accurate passer, that's a very important thing, don't match up with how the better quarterbacks play. So I'll say this, John Dorsey's got a lot of guts taking him.
You know, Dorsey starts again tonight. Here's a guy who's out of football, doesn't have a job at the beginning of the year, and he's running the whole thing. I mean, everybody's got eyes on what John Dorsey is doing, including tonight.
Yep.
As they start round two, right, Terry?
Exactly. And by the way, he's got to get himself a left tackle pretty soon. You know, you're running backs. There's a bunch of different things to do, but all the more reason you want to get that good young left tackle, because you better protect this kid soon, because you want to start developing that left tackle too. Like, just like the quarterback may not have to play right away, but you know and I know that at some point, probably this season, Baker Mayfield's going to play. Well, I don't feel real good about going into that with Sean Coleman at left tackle.
No, that absolutely. They've got to identify that. And just, I wanted to follow up with that. You have Tyrod Taylor, but now you get a guy like Mayfield, first overall pick. You're
yeah.
Right, Terry. They lose some games. You can already feel it. And I know they're going to try to stay away from it, but the reality is the year goes along, and Mayfield with his personality, he's going to want to be out there.
I think that's very true. Whereas, suppose they had taken Darnold or Josh Allen, there's kind of easier, I think, to keep him on the bench and keep him waiting. A big challenge is going to be for Hugh Jackson on this too, because while Jackson was up there, in fact, saying, you know, he's one of the best college quarterbacks he's ever seen, or something like that, he said, it's not a Hugh Jackson type of quarterback. He likes the bigger guy that can throw downfield, and so hopefully Todd Haley or somebody, you better draw up an offense that fits this kid. And the same thing with Tyrod Taylor, too. That's one thing I will say. There's some consistency. They both have some of the same attributes. True. They're mobile and they're accurate, but you better not just say, I'm just going to have him stay in the pocket, throw it on field like DeShone Kizer did.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. He'll be scribbling and trying to figure things out throughout the day as they start round two tonight. Good stuff. Thanks, Terry.
Okay, guys.